Father, we recognize that you are the sovereign God of heaven. You're a good and gracious and holy God. You are the God who, in your providence, has designed that we would be, all of us, in this room at this moment, thinking about these kinds of things together. You have, in your wonderful majesty, ordained that we should, in your providence, have hearts that turn toward others, that seek to help others, in our communities, through our churches, through biblical counseling, and to help others in places around the world. We thank you for the way that you've extended our hearts to the nations, and for the way that you have not only loved the nations, but are loving the nations through us and through others in various places. And we recognize today these kinds of meetings are like a drink from a fire hydrant. We realize that there's a lot of stuff coming at us and really fast, and that we are weak and many of us tired and worn out, and we're going to have to sit here for hours again today listening to guy after guy talking about very important things, and we're going to try to take it all in. So Father, here's my prayer. Would you help us to do that? Would you help us to think well, to think clearly, to stay alert, to process all of this the best that we can in a compact period of time, and then would you allow us as we head home and resume all of the busyness and the crush of the activities that await us there to make the time to review again the things that we have learned. And we pray, dear Father, beyond that, you would help us to put into practice in our lives, in our ministries, in our marriages, in our families, all those things that will help us in the days ahead as we seek to serve others in your name. All of this I ask in the name and through the blood of the Lord Jesus and for the sake of his glory alone. Amen. We're so grateful to God to be with you. My name is Wayne. That lovely young lady over there is Susie, my bride of almost 44 years. 44 years. Can you imagine? No. Do you know what it means that we've been married 44 years? We were married when we were six. That's what it means. And that was good timing. Now, it actually just means that we're old. It also means that we have old children who are raised now, and these five kids that God allowed us to raise, plus one more, and they've presented us this tribe so far, about 16 grandkids that are from here and there and other places. Bio kids, adopted kids, some additional foster kids, not in that picture, that are soon going to be adopted kids. And we're thankful that our kids love kids, right? That's maybe the best thing we've done in our lives is help our kids love kids. I think that that's one of those hidden things, right? That when we talk about Christ-likeness, we want to all be like Jesus. You know what Jesus had as one of his characteristics? He loved kids. And for us to be like Jesus, I think we have to love kids. So we're very grateful to God for this tribe. And the way that it's been in the process of developing, God makes families in unique ways, and every family is different. Our ministry oversees instruction in counseling. I'm sort of foisted upon you in track four, all of these very important issues that you've been studying, and then all of a sudden, the international guy? Yeah, sorry, you have to listen for a while to me. We're doing what is happening here, training biblical counseling trainers, but we're doing it around the world. Isn't that good news? Somebody should do that, don't you think? And we're the folks that God ordained to do that. I was a pastor. Some of you knew me in my pastoral years. I did that for about 32 years. And then about 10 years ago, by God's grace, we started a little ministry called Overseas Instruction and Counseling. We had no idea what that was going to be, and we're not sure yet what it's in the process of becoming. But we're working on it. Our strategic objective is to help create and develop national, culture-specific biblical counseling certifying organizations. How many of you already know of, and maybe you're heading towards certification with, ACBC? If you know what ACBC means, raise your hand. Yeah, in this crowd, virtually everybody would know that. ACBC is our national biblical counseling certifying organization. I have the privilege of serving as a fellow in that bunch, and we're grateful to God for the ministry of ACBC. We love what God is doing through that. Our responsibility as a ministry is to create and develop national culture-specific organizations of that kind. Not organically related to ACBC, but like it in the sense that it's a national organization for certification by nationals, for nationals. It's 100% national, and it's culture-specific. We have rejected the idea of copy-paste from the Americans. We think it'd be very much better if nationals would take responsibility to develop their own culture-specific certification protocol. And any of you who have any familiarity with international missiological philosophy know it'd be so much better to do it that way. Somebody say amen. Amen. Oh, that was more than one. I'm so encouraged. So that's what we're in the process of doing, and we do this all over the world in various places. We do this as well through a team of missionaries that handle different areas for us. There's a Ukrainian director and a Russian director and an East Africa director and a Japan director and a Western European director and others. There's actually one missing in that photo array. We have 9 missionary families in total, and we're grateful to God that He allows us in this particular year, 19 nations, 27 programs in all of these places. So how grateful we are to God that in just 10 years He has opened doors for us. This is something only God could do. I say whenever I'm asked, people say, did you think 10 years ago it would be anything like this? And the analogy that I use is, I say I'm like a rookie jockey on the fastest horse in the field. I don't have a clue what I'm doing. That's the dirty little secret. I don't have a clue what I'm doing, but I'm hanging on for dear life and really enjoying the ride. And God is continuing to bear us along, and we're so grateful to Him. Next month, in fact, in 2 weeks from today, and 3 weeks from today, we'll be in 2 other nations meeting with their leadership bunch, beginning to establish national organizations in first Egypt and then in Ukraine. So we're very grateful to God that these organizations, these countries are moving along apace. Now, you saw the title, and as I said, I have been foisted upon you. You had no choice. You showed up at 8:30 on Tuesday morning and got me. I'm sorry about that. And the title of the thing is Mistakes I've Made in International Biblical Counseling Training, which sounds like a humbling title. And here's the backstory. I was asked to do something like this one time, or I offered to do a workshop by this title in a different venue. And as it was approaching, I said to Susie one day, we're flying. We fly about 150,000 miles a year together. So we're on a flight someplace going somewhere. And I turned to Susie and I said, you know, I got this thing coming up about mistakes I've made. So maybe what we could do is we could just kind of make a list. And we sat there on the plane. It didn't take long. We had 17. I thought we're going to have to pare this down and put some together and categorize them and something, because we just realized how very many things we've done wrong. And my job today is to share with you all the things we've done wrong in this kind of a template. I'm going to talk about the way that we've failed. I'm going to give you an illustrating story or two. And then I'm going to give you what we've done so far. Now, at this point, I'm starting to lose some of you already because you're thinking, international ministry, I don't do that. I don't plan to do that. I don't foresee that happening. And I understand that. So here's your task. While I'm rambling along here, your task is to transplant the ideas, my failures, the things that we've learned into your local ministry and try to figure out if these things are relevant to you in such a way that you can use these things and it can be helpful to you in your local circumstance. Is that fair? And there are some people here who are actually interested in international ministries and want to hear about all my failures. That's why you've come, right? So here's the first one. The first one is I fail to understand the importance of a single focus. When we began this ministry 10 years ago, the original name of the ministry was Overseas Instruction and Counseling. And I had this idea. At that point, it was just an idea. I was a happy pastor, by the way. Everything was fine. And for 10 years, I'd been asking the Lord to send somebody to do this kind of work. I saw biblical counseling training exploding in America. There were more and more places that were doing that. There were wonderful guys in what at that time was called NANC, now ACBC, who were my friends, who were starting biblical counseling ministries in their local churches. And this was 10 years ago. And so I had this idea that somebody ought to do this, and I was